pregame show. Let's join the voice of the Tornado, Tyler Friel.
And we bring you in live to Seneca Valley High School for another Section 1 6A battle. A pleasant good evening, friends. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. It is the last game of the first half of the section season for the Golden Tornado, and it pits two classic rivals, the Seneca Valley Raiders and Butler. Let's take a look at these two teams, shall we? The Golden Tornado coming into this ball game with a 10-3 overall record, 3-1 inside section play. Seneca Valley, meanwhile, holding on to a very valuable four spot in the section, and of course the top four going to the postseason, so a big game for them as they look to get on the right side of 500. They're 2-2 inside the section and 7-4 overall. The Golden Tornado coming off a section win late last week. On Friday, they took down Central Catholic by a final margin of 76-57. Golden Tornado led in by Ethan Morton, naturally, who has been pacing the Golden Tornado all season long. Morton dropping 23 points in that effort on Friday night. And they actually had almost 10 Golden Tornado register points, so it was a much more balanced attack than what we saw against Pine Richland earlier that week, in which Ethan Morton dropped 51 points. So we'll see if that's the plan of attack tonight for the Golden Tornado as they take on a Seneca Valley team that is coming into this game off a loss to North Allegheny. 65-47 was that final score there, which gave the Tigers their second win in section play. So right now, as we take a look at section one, Pine Richland remaining undefeated with their 4-0 section record and 11-2 overall. Butler, as we mentioned, North Allegheny in third, Seneca Valley in fourth, Central Catholic at 1-3 in section play, and North Hills right now winless inside the section and 4-8 overall on the season. Elsewhere tonight, inside section one, North Allegheny traveling to North Hills to take on the Indians. Pine Richland, meanwhile, will make the trip to Oakland as they take on Central Catholic. Big game in section two. In fact, could be the game of the night. Mount Lebanon taking on Upper St. Clair. Both of those teams undefeated in section two right now. Upper St. Clair, the only undefeated team left in 6A, but of course, a game here tonight that features the Raiders and the Golden Tornado. Last year, these two teams split the series. Butler won the first one right here inside this gymnasium, 72-67. For the Golden Tornado, it was Ethan Morton leading Butler with 25 points. Luke Patton with 17. Maddox Clement with 15. Actually, a big night at that time. The freshman Maddox Clement coming off the bench and contributing to that Golden Tornado win. Meanwhile, four in the second game. Seneca Valley coming away with a tight 78-75 win over the Golden Tornado. And so we're actually ahead of schedule right now, which means we're going to head to break, and we'll come back with starting lineups and tip-off. It's Butler and Seneca Valley coming up next right here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on Careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
On average, humans walk 100,000 miles during the course of their lives. So it makes sense our feet and ankles may suffer wear and tear. Doctors William Saar and Christopher Edwards of the foot and ankle team at Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers diagnose and treat numerous injuries and conditions to help get you back on your feet. Their approach to orthopedic foot and ankle care offers a wide range of conservative to surgical treatment options. To learn more, visit TriRiversMSK.com. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, partnering with the Butler community for more than 20 years. Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724- 284-5114.
Starting lineups being introduced right now at Seneca Valley High School. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT, Triple I High School Sports Network. Let's introduce you to the starting lineups for the Seneca Valley Raiders. They're under the first-year leadership of Kevin Trost, and we say first year and his second time around as he replaces the longtime head coach, Vic Giannotta, for the Raiders. Their starting lineup will consist of their starting quarterback in football, the junior number 10, Gabe Lawson, Trey Behringer, the senior, wears number 13. The big guy on the inside is the senior number 20, Marcus Mike. The junior, Mason Bush, wears number 21, and so far the leading scorer on the season, the senior number 23, Zach Zajax. Meanwhile, for the Golden Tornado, they are under the leadership of Matt Clement, now in his 10th year atop the lineup for the Golden Tornado. They will go now with the freshman number 2, Devin Carney. The head ball coach's son, Maddox Clement, who wears number 5. He's a sophomore. The junior, Luke Patton, wears number 20. The junior, the point guard who does it all, Ethan Morton, wears 25. And the lone senior in the starting lineup for the Golden Tornado is number 33, Isaiah Scribner. The Golden Tornado will be in their away Vegas gold uniforms with the navy blue lettering and white trim. Meanwhile, Seneca Valley in the home whites with the Carolina blue lettering and the black trim. The starting lineup's just still being introduced right now, so the coaches will have the final word before we break the huddle, and we'll be ready to roll. A win here would go a long way for the Golden Tornado. You don't want to say to clinch a postseason spot, but right now with 3 wins inside the section, if they were able to tab up a 4th, at worst, they would go 4-5. If they were to lose everything on the other side of section play, and you would still imagine that may be enough for them to get into the playoffs. Obviously, Matt Clement and this Golden Tornado team with at least a share of the section title on their minds, because you have a hard time believing Pine Richland will lose a game inside this section. But if that's not the case, well, then they've got their eyes on their section title, which has eluded Butler now since 1992. But we're just about ready to roll. Ethan Morton, Marcus Might inside the center circle. The ball is up in the air, and we are underway. And the tip is won by the Golden Tornado as they move left to right. On your radio dial, fresh 8 minutes on the clock. It will be Ethan Morton at the point, and they will face a 3-2 defense from the Raiders. Inside pass to Luke Patton. One dribble, turns around, finds a big frame of Marcus Mike, kicks corner to Scribner. Back up top to Maddox Clement. His long three is off the back of the rim. Rolling out of bounds, but saved by Scribner. However, it falls to Seneca Valley. Now they kick up to Gabe Lawson. Lawson crosses the timeline. Now attacking to the foul line. Nearly lost, but is able to kick out. Here's a jumper from Zajax. Hits long, and the rebound goes to Devin Carney. Carney pushing the floor, crosses the timeline, goes middle, then kicks right to Patton. Back to Carney. Three ball on the way. It is up and in. The freshman with the first points of the night for the Golden Tornado. Butler leading 3-0, 7:20 to go in the first. Full court pressure from the Golden Tornado. Seneca Valley breaks it. Corner pass, three ball up, no good. But there to follow with the rebound is Trey Behringer. And we've got a 3-2 Golden Tornado lead. 7:04 to go in the first. Inside pass to Luke Patton. Patton drives, kicks out wide to Carney. Carney going baseline, scoops the pass to Isaiah Scribner, who can't handle it. But luckily, Maddox Clement is there to keep it from being a turnover. Ball handed over to Ethan Morton. And the Golden Tornado will reset into their offense again, working against this 3-2 zone from the Raiders. High screen from Patton. Free ball on the way from Morton. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, saved by the Raiders. And now here comes Seneca Valley as they trail by 1, 3-2 early in the first. Gabe Lawson with it, right side wing. Puts it on the deck and passes it over to Zajax, who then goes right back to Lawson. Butler in a 2-3 zone defense. Zajax has it now left wing. Swings it back across to Lawson. Lawson between the legs and feeds it right back to Zajax. Zajax with it out front near the Seneca Valley logo at the timeline. Now we'll hand it back off to Lawson. Swung to Behringer, who pumps a pass to the corner. High screen. They float it inside to Lawson. Lawson turns around. Thought about a 15-foot jumper. Not there. Instead, he hands it back off to Behringer. Now underneath, the pass is deflected and intercepted by the Golden Tornado. Turnover for Seneca Valley. Morton with a beautiful pass inside the paint. He finds a cutting Luke Patton, and he is able to finish at the rim. 5-2 the score inside the 6-minute marker in the first. Seneca Valley breaking the full court pressure from the Golden Tornado. Zajax has it now, triggers left to Lawson. Lawson flips it right back to Zajax, inside post to Marcus Mike. Fires one back to Zajax, has a tough time handling it, but he recovers it before it's in over in the back. Now Zajax drives, draws a foul, and finishes the bucket. As they'll get Isaiah Scribner with an arm foul, and Zajax will go to the line to look for the three-point play the old-fashioned way. 5:36 to go in the first. Golden Tornado leading 5-4, but Zajac hopes to change that right now and make this a tie ball game. Nice crowd on hand, both sides well represented tonight, as has been the case with a number of the Golden Tornado games. Zajac's free throw does not go, and Morton is there to pull down the rebound. Morton double-teamed by the Raiders. Now he brings it across the half-court line, looks to drive, gets to the foul line, kicks out wide to Carney. Carney puts it on the deck, fires a three, and he hits it. Devin Carney with 6 points tonight, both coming on the three ball. 8-4, Golden Tornado in front, 5:15 to go in the first. Here is Zach Zajac with it now. It's an elevated 2-3 defense from the Golden Tornado. Zajac rolls to his right, shuffles it over to Lawson. Lawson, working through contact, is able to feed it right back across to Mason Bush. Bush now, perimeter pass, goes corner to Behringer. Behringer buries the three. He's got five tonight. 8-7 the score, inside the five-minute marker in the first. Morton triggers left to Clement, then feeds it right back to the junior Morton. Picked up at the timeline by Behringer. 15-foot jumper over the top of Behringer. Does not go. Front of the rim. Rebound is pulled down by Lawson, who then flips it over to Zajac. Zajac now guarded by Devin Carney. Butler remaining in the 2-3. Floats it in deep to Bush. Bush now on the low block. Goes up. Has his first shot rejected. Gets his own rebound. His putback does not go. But this time the 6-7 Marcus Midas there for the rebound. His putback does not go. But another offensive board by Seneca Valley. And Marcus Midas now finally finishes on the fourth attempt of that possession for the Raiders. And Seneca in front, 9-8. Size really not the forte for the Golden Tornado, and Marcus Mike could be the biggest issue they've had to deal with underneath. And now we get a foul. It will be against Marcus Mike. It will be the first against Mike and the first against the Raiders. 9-8 to score. Seneca in front, 4:12 to go in the first. Patton will just float it in deep to Morton. 3-2 again, the defense from Seneca. Crossover move from Morton. Now swings it across to Patton. He lets a three ball go. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Behringer. Now trying to float it up, and the pass is intercepted by Luke Patton, and he draws the foul on the way down. They'll get Behringer for an arm reach. Second foul of the game for the Raiders. Golden Tornado will send Mason Montag into this ball game. The left-handed junior will replace Isaiah Scribner. 3:58 to go in the first. 9-8, Seneca Valley in front. Morton with it now. Inside pass to Patton. Patton tries to drive, finds the long reach of Zajac, and kicks it back out to Carney. Now back inside to Patton. He has that ball stripped away. It's loose on the floor, being fought for, and is recovered by the Raiders. Here comes Zajac with it now. Kicks out wide. Three ball on the way from Bush. That is no good. Morton with the rebound. He goes behind the back, crosses half court, stutter step, works to his right, and now will send a zip a pass inside to Montag, and then flips it back out to Patton. Finds Martin. Martin drives, tries to slam it home, but he cannot finish at the rim. Rebound pulled down by the Raiders. Ball flipped up to Mason Bush. Bush, the junior, looks to attack. Not there. Flipped out corner. Behringer drives. Kicks out. Three ball. No, not on the way. Instead, it will be a driving Mason Bush, who works through contact and finishes at the rim. 11-8 the score. Seneca Valley coming out. And they look good right now. Carney in transition. Two ball was long, but Patton there to follow and gets the layup to go. A nice rebound by the junior Patton, making this an 11-10 lead for the Raiders. 2:50 to go in the first. It is Zajac with it now, going back to Lawson, the two-play pitch and catch, and now they get it across half court. Mason Bush with it on the left side wing. Butler remaining in the 2-3. Zajac working, driving, layup, no good. Rebound Morton. Morton flips it out to Maddox Clement. Clement will hand it off to Montag. Montag on the deck to Morton, along the perimeter to Patton. Three ball on the way. Back of the rim, no good. Mike to pull down the board. Fires it up quickly to the court to Trey Behringer. However, Butler has many more back on defense. The Raiders will have to kick it back out. Now they work around the perimeter, and Mason Bush will be called for a travel as he looked to attack, but didn't put the ball on the floor. Trey Roswell into this game for the Raiders, along with Brendan Koken. Meanwhile, we'll see Anthony Malloy check in for the first time tonight for the Golden Tornado. J. 2-on-2 full court pressure from the Raiders, but they will just sink back into their 3-2 with Roswell playing the point position. Inside pass to Patton, back to Morton. Morton driving, dishing to Montag. Reverse layup up and in for Mason Montag. 12-11, Butler in front. Malloy now will play the top of the defense for the Golden Tornado. Interior pass is fought for, goes out of bounds on the Golden Tornado. And Seneca Valley will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. It will be Zajax to inbound. Box set for the Raiders. They kick corner to Roswell. Back up top to Mason Bush. Bush bounces it across to Lawson. Interior pass to Koken. Now corner to Zajax. Back up top to Bush. Swung along the perimeter to Lawson. Lawson back to Zajax. Inside pass to Koken. His jumper's on the way but long. Rebound pulled down by Ethan Morton. Morton brings it across the floor. Now throws a skip pass to the corner that is deflected, but Malloy there to recover. Back up top to Morton. 1:24 to go in the first. 12-11, Golden Tornado in front. Crossover move by Morton. Inside pass to Mason Montag. Contact on the way up. No call either way, but Montag finishes, and it's a 14-11 lead for the Golden Tornado. Koken with it now. We'll swing it across to Zajax. Double team back to Koken. Perimeter pass to Roswell. Right side wing. Looking to go underneath. He finds his man in Lawson. Lawson's pass is tipped and pulled down by the Golden Tornado. It's Morton with it now. 3-on-3. Morton driving 1-on-1. His layup does not go, but Patton there for another follow. Luke Patton with 6 tonight. 16-11. The Golden Tornado in front. They're on an 8-0 run. Ball nearly lost by Seneca Valley, but they get it across the timeline. Lawson triggers right to Zajax. Now corner to Roswell. Inside pass to Koken. They find a cutting Gabe Lawson, who finishes with an and one. Lawson with his first points tonight. And he'll have an opportunity to make this a three-point, or rather a two-point game. That foul will be charged to Luke Patton, who picks up his first. It will be the second of the evening for the Golden Tornado. Maddox Clement back into this game for Butler with 34.4 seconds to go in the first. And here comes the free throw for Lawson. It is up and it is in. Marcus Might will check in for Gabe Lawson. We got a two-point ball game. Golden Tornado in front, 16-14. Full court pressure from Seneca Valley. But they will opt to retreat as Ethan Morton walks it up the floor. Inside 30 seconds to go now in the first. Butler will play for the last shot, you would have to imagine. Now with the clock at 18. Morton by himself now will throw it across to Patton, who gives it right back to Morton. 10 seconds on the clock. Morton wants the clear out. 1-on-1. Reverse move. Gets to the foul line. Double team. Goes corner to Montag. Three ball on the way and good. Mason Montag finishing. And finishing with a nice quarter, in fact, as Montag will put a 7 spot up and give the Golden Tornado a 19-14 lead. We'll take it to break, and we'll come back with second quarter action right here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Stans Transmission, specializing in transmission maintenance and repair on any make and all models. Engine and differential rebuilding, inspections, emissions, towing, tire, and brake repairs. All transmission rebuilds are guaranteed at 24 months and 24,000 miles, or at 3 years and 100,000 miles. 62 years of experience. They honor all aftermarket warranties. Stans Transmission is open Monday through Saturday, located in North Versailles. Stans Transmission, we're with you every mile.
19-14 the score. Golden Tornado in front after the last three by Mason Montag. And I'm going to take you back to that Pine Richland game when Jeff Ackerman thought just the one-on-one coverage of Ethan Morton was the best way to go and not double down there. Now, granted, Seneca Valley playing a zone defense opposed to the man-to-man that Pine Richland was. But there we saw the defense collapse on Morton in the waning seconds of the quarter. He kicks the corner, and Mason Montag able to finish the three, which makes this, instead of a two-point game at the end of the quarter, now a five-point game. But the Raiders do begin the second with the ball there, moving right to left on your radio dial. They go up top to Zach Zajac. Inside pass to Mason Bush. He draws the foul on the way up, and Bush will go to the line to shoot two. So Montag's first, third on the Golden Tornado of the half. Mason Bush with a three-pointer, or rather a layup tonight. His first one is up and in. And here comes the second from Bush. That is good as well. Three-point lead for the Golden Tornado, 7:40 to go in the second. Morton with it now, feeds it to Luke Patton. Patton hands it off to Clement. Three ball is long, rattles around, and will actually go on top of the backboard where it will hit the, whatever you would call that, I'm not an architect, the metal part that's above it. Anyways, it's out of bounds. And so Seneca Valley will take over. It's a 1-3-1 defense now for Butler. Maddox Clement at the top. Seneca Valley throws it across Clement, now into the hands of Kokin. Back across to Zajac's corner. Three ball from Mason Bush is up. That is no good. Morton skies for the board. Morton brings it up the floor, working his way to the middle between the legs. Skips a pass that is deflected to Patton. Now corner to Clement. Three ball is up. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, knocked around. Patton pulls it down with a nice pass underneath to Mason Montag that cannot be handled. However, it is out of bounds against Seneca Valley, and so the Golden Tornado will keep the ball. Again, three-point lead for Butler, 6:58 to go in the second. Morton to inbound for the Golden Tornado. They go corner to Clement, another three. That one off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, pulled down by Morton. Swings it up top to Patton. Patton with a three ball on the way. Back of the rim, no good. And we're going to get a foul against the Golden Tornado on the rebound. It appears they're going to get Charlie Kranebacher for a push from behind on the board. So Kranebacher will pick up his first. It will be the fourth against Butler in the half. Lawson will check back into this ball game for the Raiders. Butler leading by three, 6:46 to go in the second. Lawson lobs it over top of Clement to get it to Zajac, who bounces it across back to Lawson. Lawson spin move, attacks, kicks out wide. Zajac, three ball, halfway down, does not go. Luke Patton, though, there to rip down the rebound. Patton brings it up the floor himself, passes underneath to Kranebacher. Kranebacher's layup, no good, but he gets his own board and passes it out to Morton. Morton now left side wing, dances around before circling back to the top of the key. Looking to penetrate. Long two on the way is up and in. Ethan Morton actually with his first points tonight. 21-16. Butler in front. 6:09 to go. Lawson with it now. Left side wing. Picks up his dribble. Facing pressure from Clement. Lobs it across to Zajac. Zajac will lob it right back over to Lawson. Pumps a pass underneath. Not there. Puts it on the floor. Gets to the three-point, or gets near the arc before swinging at perimeter. Finds a driving Mason Bush, who is fouled on the way up. And so Bush will go to the line to shoot two. That foul will be against Mason Montag. Montag will pick up his second. So it will be the fifth against the Golden Tornado. They're up by five, 21-16 the score, 5:50 to go in the quarter. Here comes the first from Bush. It is up and it is no good. Bush previously 2-2 from the line. Carney will check back in for the junior Montag, as we mentioned, picking up his second foul. Here comes the second for Bush. That one also no good. Rebound Golden Tornado. It's Ethan Morton with it. Brings it across the half-court line and flips it across to Luke Patton. Patton triggers right to Carney. Back up top, inside pass to Morton. Morton drives, fouled on the way up. However, it does not go. And so Morton will go to the line to shoot two. 21-16 the score. Butler in front, 5:36 to go in the second. Morton with 2 points tonight. Just picking it up on the previous possession. Here comes the first for the junior, and that does not go. Ready. Brendan Kokin will check in for the goal, or for rather Seneca Valley. He comes in for the big man, Marcus Knight. Second one on the way for Martin does hit home. And now we've got a 22-16 lead for Butler. Here's Gabe Lawson with it now. Brings it across the timeline and hands it off to Zajac. Zajac working on the left side wing, guarded tightly by Clement. They feed it across to Mason Bush. Top of the key to Zajac. Swung perimeter to Behringer. Behringer bounces a pass to Zajac. Zajac looks to drive. Contact on the way up. He finishes. But we're going to get an offensive foul. Charlie Greenbacher there gets up smiling as he was the defender to take the charge. So Zajac will pick up his first. It will be the fourth against Seneca Valley in the half. Luke Patton, top of the key. Butler with a six-point lead. 5 minutes to go in the half. Free ball on the way from Carney. Back of the rim, no good. Mason Bush with a nice board for the Raiders. He feeds it up quickly to Zajac. Zajac stutter step now works his way back to the middle and then triggering right to Bush. Inside pass to Koken. Back to an open Zajac. He lets a three ball go. That is no good. Ethan Martin there for the rebound. Morton spins his way through defenders and now loses it on his way to the inside, but is able to recover and somehow get a pass off to Luke Patton, who finishes with a layup. And Seneca Valley is going to take a timeout as they now trail by 8, 24-16 the score. Seneca Valley burning their first timeout, and they will take a 60-second timeout. So Morton lost himself coming through the paint. Fell really on the ball and then was able to flip it up to Luke Patton, who has done a nice job tonight. Junior Patton with 8 points for the Golden Tornado. He's the leading scorer. Mason Montag with 7. Ethan Morton only with 3. Devin Carney with 2 threes to give him 6. Again, the Golden Tornado working with that 24-16 lead. Their zone defense proving to be tough again, as you're just not seeing a lot of teams used to facing the 1-3-1. And maybe even the 2-3 or whatever zone pressure the Golden Tornado are coming out with. And it was kind of a rarity when you saw it on last Friday when Butler took on Central Catholic that the Golden Tornado actually came out in a man-to-man defense. We've seen Matt Clement rely on the zone a lot and, you know, haven't had a chance to ask the ball coach why. But you do look at the defensive stats, not great in terms of points allowed for the Golden Tornado, 69.7 they average per game. That's next to last in the Whippeal. You look at North Hills right now, the unfortunate, I suppose, leader in that category as they surrender 70.4. Now the competition Butler has played has been very difficult, but their style of play is also conducive to letting up a lot of points. But ultimately, as they say, the objective of the game is to score more, and Butler's done that more often than not. Raiders with the ball as they inbound, moving right to left, and the Golden Tornado will remain in that 1-3-1 defense. Maddox Clement at the top. They trigger left to Behringer. Behringer double team, bounces to Lawson. Lawson back to Behringer. Behringer now puts it on the deck and bounces it back to Lawson. Lawson looking to drive, works his way through the defense, kicks out wide to Behringer, pumps a three. Now he will drive. His scoop layup is up, but it does not go, and Morton is there to pull down the rebound. 4:10 to go in the half. Butler leading by 8. Morton slings a pass corner to Clement. His three ball does not go, though. And the rebound is pulled down by Gabe Lawson. They float it up top to Zajac. Zajac drives, kicks out wide. Three ball from Mason Bush is good. The Seneca Valley Raiders off the schneid, and it's back to a five-point game, 24-19. Golden Tornado in front. Inside the four-minute marker, corner to Clement. Clement now off the schneid himself. And so he registers a three, and it's back to an eight-point ball game, 27-19. Lawson will drive, and then we'll hand it back off to Zajac. Corner to Behringer. Behringer's three is long, no good. Rebound pulled down from behind by Mason Bush. His putback does not go. Contact on the way up. No call. Golden Tornado with the rebound. Morton will drive, and then he will kick underneath to an open Charlie Cranebucker, who finishes. And Cranebucker will give the Golden Tornado a 10-point lead. Maddox Clement getting a hand on the inbounds pass from the Raiders, but it goes out of bounds. And so the Raiders will keep the ball as they trail by 10, 29-19. Trey Roswell checking back into this game for Seneca. Here's Lawson with it now, beginning on the right side. He bounces a pass across to Zajac, underneath to Koken, but we're going to get a moving screen underneath. And it looks like it will be Trey Roswell who will be called for that moving screen. Yes, indeed. And so it will be the fifth foul against Seneca Valley in the half, the first against Roswell. 3:05 to go in the half. It is Morton with it. Left side underneath. His pass is deflected and intercepted by Seneca Valley. He was trying to feed it to Cranebacher, just threw it to the wrong hand. Now they trigger left to Mason Bush. Seneca Valley flips it inside to Zajac. Corner to Roswell. Roswell back out to Zajac. He will float a pass to Mason Bush now on the right side. Faces a double team from Clement and Morton, then floats it across to Zajac, who then floats it underneath to Roswell. Dishes a pass inside to Lawson. Back out to Roswell. Roswell drives, kicks it out wide to Lawson. Now to Zajac. Zajac will drive. His layup is rejected by Morton. A rebound pulled down by the Golden Tornado. Morton between the legs, top of the key, kicks out wide to Carney. Carney goes between the legs, and it will go off of his leg and out of bounds. And so the Raiders will take the ball back over. Again, Golden Tornado working with a 10-point lead, 29-19, 2:22 to go in the second. Here's Lawson with the ball now, right side wing. He looks to go middle, floats it across to Zajac. Zajac now will put it on the deck and swing it back across to Lawson. Lawson attacks, and his pass then is intercepted by Clement. He feeds it up to Morton. Morton will drive, scoop layup, up and in. He got through two defenders to finish at the rim. 31-19, Butler in front, just inside the two-minute marker in the second. And another timeout taken by Seneca Valley. Butler 31-19 as the Raiders still continue to be perplexed by this 1-3-1 defense for the Golden Tornado. They've done a nice job right now of preventing the ball going to the inside. There has not been a lot of open looks, and they have been able to get back on the outside as Seneca Valley has attacked it. And again, if you see the film on the Golden Tornado, this is their primary line of defense. They like to go 1-3-1, and this is why I'm curious to see what we'll see as teams compete against the Golden Tornado for the second time. So this is the first time Seneca Valley has seen Butler. How will these teams respond after getting a game under their belts against this 1-3-1? And how will they be able to break down a game, or how will they be able to plan for the next time they face Butler, which we'll see here next week. The Golden Tornado off Friday before they kick back up things against North Allegheny at Barrel Center on Tuesday the 22nd. Right now, Butler hoping not to surrender the 12-point lead they've earned against the Seneca Valley Raiders with 1:54 to go in the second. Golden Tornado will change things up defensively, going with a 2-1-2. They will feed it to Marcus Might on the inside, who hands it back across to Zajac. Zajac swings it to Behringer, now underneath to Lawson. Lawson fouled on the way up. And he finishes, and so it will be an and one for Seneca Valley, and Gabe Lawson will go to the line to look for the old-fashioned three-point play for the second time tonight. That foul will be assessed to Isaiah Scribner, who picks up his second, and it will be the sixth against the Golden Tornado. Brendan Koken will check back in for the Raiders as they now trail by 10, 1:38 to go in the second. Free throw is up and in for Gabe Lawson, the junior with 6 points tonight, and back down to a 9-point ball game. Morton will flip it over to Luke Patton. Patton now back inside to Morton, who's on the elbow. Spin move underneath. Morton with a step back jumper, rattles around but does not go. Rebound pulled down by Brendan Koken. Koken will cross the timeline. Butler moving back to their 1-3-1. Check that, make it a 2-1-2 again. Right side wing pass, interior pass goes to Lawson. Back out to the wing. Three ball from Mason Bush is up and in. Bush now with 10 points tonight. 31-25, Raiders responding. Now it's a Clement three ball off the back of the rim, and the rebound is pulled down by Zajac. He pushes the floor quickly, floats a pass, nearly intercepted, but Bush is able to recover in the corner. He's double-teamed, skips a pass across to Lawson, now corner to Behringer. Behringer inside pass to Koken, flip back out to Zajac. Corner three from Bush, that does not go. Morton skies for the board, and here come the Golden Tornado with 35 seconds to go in the half. Morton will look to drive, and a blocking foul called against the Raiders. And so Morton will go to the line to shoot two. Kevin Trost and the Seneca Valley faithful not happy with the call. Foul will be called against Brendan Koken, who will pick up his first. I had an official once tell me block charges are probably the most difficult thing to call and probably one of the most difficult things to argue because it seems to be 50-50 most of the time. Seneca Valley thought it was a back call. I'm sure the Golden Tornado thought it was the correct call. By the way, Morton goes to the line and he hits the first. Colby Anderson will check in for the first time tonight, the senior. Known for his ability to hit the corner three. Marcus Mike, the big man for the Raiders, will check back in. 32.2 seconds to go, 32-25. Golden Tornado in front. Morton will hope to add to that lead. The second is good for Ethan. 8-point lead for Butler inside 30 seconds in the half. Lawson swings out right. Zajac's drive kicks out to Bush. Bush with another three. He's hit three in this quarter. And it's back to a 5-point game. Last shot for the Golden Tornado is what they'll play for. 13 seconds to go in the half. 3-2 the defense from Seneca Valley. Butler was able to score on this the last time. Now they will double-team Morton. Inside pass to Patton. Back out to Carney. 3 seconds. Open three for the freshman. Front of the rim. No good. Patton with the putback does not go before the half. And so the Raiders finish things on a bit of a run, and they will only now trail by five after 1 point trailing by 12 in this ballgame. So we've got a good second half coming up next. That's all right here on WBUT and the Trib Life High School Sports Network.